Answers Magazine, Volume 14.1, page 48. Is Male Headship a Curse? By Steve Golden. In Genesis chapter 3, verse 16, God told Eve, I will surely multiply your pain in childbearing. In pain you shall bring forth children. Your desire shall be contrary to your husband, but he shall rule over you. Some evangelicals interpret this to mean that male headship is a curse on women. The correct interpretation has a huge impact on discussions about the role of women within marriage. So we need to be careful. To answer the question succinctly, a woman desired her husband and was under his authority before the fall and the curse. So this verse cannot mean that male headship was part of the judgment in Genesis chapter 3, verses 14 to 19. Because sin has entered the relationship, however, the spheres of responsibility for a husband and wife, as well as their marriage relationship, now face conflict, and this includes the wife trying to usurp her husband's authority. How do scholars reach these conclusions? First, look at the context of Genesis chapter 3, verse 16. When the serpent tempted Eve to disobey God, she ate the fruit that he had forbidden, and Adam did too. God then details the effects of their sin. It is important to remember this is a judgment passage, so any interpretation that attributes a blessing to the judgment is likely incorrect. Second, is the meaning of the Hebrew word for desire used only three times in Scripture? Genesis chapter 3, verse 16, chapter 4, verse 7, Song of Solomon chapter 7, verse 10. The obvious parallel is Genesis chapter 4, verse 7, where God told Cain that sin's desire was to master or rule him, but he must rule over sin. Given this meaning, we can safely say that the woman's desire is to master or rule her husband, but he should rule over her appropriately. Third is the order of creation. Adam was created first and placed in the Garden of Eden to work it and keep it. Adam clearly had a leadership role in the garden. He also demonstrated his authority by naming the animals, Genesis chapter 2, verse 19, and then by naming his wife, woman, Genesis chapter 2, verse 23. When God came to the garden to investigate, whose name did he call? Adam. He also clearly expressed that Adam should not have followed his wife and eaten of the tree, Genesis chapter 3, verse 17. All of these things lead us to conclude that Adam held an extra measure of responsibility and would be called to account. And, under a God-given system of male headship, that is still true today. Steve Golden is a registered nurse in Kansas, a former teacher and college instructor, and AIG researcher. He writes on worldview issues in academia. Steve earned an MA in English from Emporia State University. For more details and scholarly resources, see the expanded version of this article at answersingenesis.org.